Energy towns like Gillette and Douglas, like so many others across the country, are changing under the pressure of persistently low prices for coal, oil, and gas. In North Dakota, an oil boom town called Dickinson is in a very different place than it was 2 years ago, when it was one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Since then, the price of oil has fallen by more than 50%. Nowhere are signs of the slowdown more visible than along Dickinson's Highway 22. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin went on a road trip and has this report.
Let's start on the north end of town, where the oil-fueled sprawl of new apartments and industrial parks fades into what western North Dakota used to look like, rolling prairie and wheat fields. One of these fields has become a kind of graveyard for drilling rigs.
Gosh, how many drilling rigs are there?
They're sitting idle. It's called stacked, waiting for the price of oil to rise.
One, two, three.
The rigs look like a platoon of skeletons,
four, five,
standing
six,
in neat rows behind a chain link fence. We pulled off the highway to get a better look.
There's 27 behind me, we just counted, and that's actually about the same amount that are actively drilling for oil in North Dakota. 2 years ago, when the price of oil was high, there were over 180.
Every time a drilling rig gets stacked, about 120 people lose their jobs. Kaylee Haugen's husband was one of them.
He was on a rig for, 11 years. He was very good at his job as a well site geologist, but even that doesn't save you when the price of oil is down that far.
Nationwide, there have been nearly 100,000 oil field layoffs in the past 2 years.
And the pants were just a little too long.
Haugen just opened up her own business last year, a few miles from the rig graveyard.
And now the waist is good, but they're still too long, and I'm like,
selling flame-resistant clothing for the oil field. She just missed the tail end of the oil boom, and things have been very slow.
And when we do have customers, they are looking for more of the bargain clothing. You know, some of the sweatshirts can range from $230. Those ones are not moving as quickly right now.
We turned south out of Kaylee Haugen's parking lot onto Highway 22 and headed towards town. We drove past hotel after hotel, muddy trucks and their half-empty parking lots. Dickinson added almost 1,000 hotel rooms in the past 5 years, and for a while, it seemed like a good move.
When I got here in March of 14, there were no vacancies.
Bill Evans does maintenance at three small hotels in Dickinson.
If somebody checked out, you probably already had somebody's name who was waiting on that room.
You would have been paying $80 a night for a single. That was cheap. And now you can get a room for $32 a night. You know, that's a big change.
Connie Hank is the hotel's general manager. She says they're at just 30% occupancy.
I'm sitting here waiting, praying that a car pulls into my parking lot. Then we look like a bunch of vultures. The minute they walked in the door, I was like, hey, thank you for coming here, you know.
All those oil field layoffs have actually been good for other businesses along Highway 22, like TMI Systems. They make custom cabinets and countertops. At the height of the boom, they lost over 60 employees to the oil field. People like Scott Wine.
We would put oil into tank cars at 20 barrels per minute. That's a lot of fluid being transferred. A lot of things can go wrong in a shorter period of time.
The jobs were better paid, but way more stressful. Wine is back building cabinets now, along with 9 other former employees. He misses the high paychecks, but he doesn't miss the frenzy. Which sums up how many people feel about the downturn here along Highway 22. They'd like to see the oil field come back, but not quite as crazy as it was before.
You can order when you're ready.
On my way out of town, we swung by the Taco Bell to see how things changed there.
Hi, can I get an order of nachos, please?
2 years ago, this drive-thru was the only way to order food at Taco Bell. They didn't have enough workers to staff the inside seating area. Now, due to the oil field layoffs, Taco Bell is fully staffed.
And is there anything else that I can get for you today?
No, that's it.
Inside and out. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.